It's been fun watching the leaves fall for the last few weeks, dropping slowly out of the trees or floating along, suspended by the wind. Sometimes those autumn leaves have company. Pieces of paper, Halloween candy wrappers, plastic bags. Those single-use plastic bags sometimes seem to have minds of their own. One of many reasons why opponents would like to see those bags disappear from grocery and other stores. City ordinances already banned the bags in a handful of Oregon cities, Eugene included. Band supporters plan to show up for a study session of the Ashland City Council this evening at 5:30. They will be joined, at least in spirit, by Sarah Higginbotham, State Director of Environment Oregon. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I say in spirit. Are you going to be there in person?
I just came back over the pass. I was out in Bend over the last few days, so I'm not actually coming down to Ashland. But what's most important is that citizens, let me back up, Environment Oregon is a statewide organization. We have members all over the state, and we advocate for environmental solutions to protect what's best about the state. But the most important thing, much more than me, is that our members, citizens of Ashland, and students and other activists who care deeply about this issue are actually going to be there. So that's the most important part.
It is a study session, as I understand, this evening at 5:30, isn't it?
And, that's right.
Not an actual voting session, so the City Council is not going to make a decision tonight, but they will study the issue.
That's right, but we think it's an important moment to show city leaders that we stand in support of helping to eliminate plastic bag trash and in support of Ashland being a leader in sustainability. So that's why folks are going out, just to make sure that, and they're actually going to wear blue. We're asking folks to wear the color blue so the city councilors know that they're in support of this.
Blue signifying what?
Blue signifying, Jeff, the ocean and rivers and the beautiful spaces that we're working to protect. So plastic bags in Oregon, we estimated that folks use about 1.7 billion plastic bags in Oregon every year, based on the average number of bags one person uses every single year. And those bags not only end up in our flying around, as you kind of mentioned in your introduction, they're wasteful. We see them blowing around, but they eventually end up into our streams and waterways and then into our rivers and eventually out in the ocean, where there's over a million tons of plastic garbage that will never biodegrade.
1.7 billion, was that the figure you said, of plastic bags in Oregon, a state of 3.8 million people?
That's correct. The average average consumer uses about 500 plastic bags, 400 to 500 every single year. So if you just think about how many times you go to the grocery store, and then if you're buying a pack of gum and maybe a soda pop or a can of juice or something like that, oftentimes they'll even put two bags on that. So it adds up pretty quick.
The bag ban in Eugene is just now 6 months old, is that right?
That's about right, yep.
And what's the success there? What do you see in the way of growing pains? Give us an idea of the general feeling about how well it's working after the first half year.
Yeah, well, just as a big overview, there are three cities in Oregon that have passed plastic bag bans, and in each of those cities, we know that retailers are actually following the ordinance, retailers and or restaurants in some places. And in Eugene, there's been some good conversation about how it's going, but by and large, it's been pretty quiet, because once the ban takes effect, it's pretty seamless. Folks start to bring more reusable bags. That's what we know. And there isn't all that much to report, and that's sort of a good thing. We know that right off the bat it's going to eliminate hundreds of thousands of plastic bags from ever even getting into the waste stream.
So, Sarah Higginbotham, how has it turned out like this, though? I mean, why are there city-by-city bans? You mentioned Eugene and Corvallis, one of the others. And is Portland the other?
Yeah, Portland was the first to sort of lead the way. They actually came back for more, Jeff. That's interesting. They passed an initial ban at large retailers. And then about a year later, we worked with the city who had put out their annual report and discovered that it was going well, but it wasn't enough. They actually thought that the ban should apply to all retailers in Portland and restaurants as well, so restaurants and food carts. So it's going quite well.
So why, though, city by city? Oh. I mean, and not a statewide ever? Because I know that we have talked to members of the legislature, boy, it seems like at least 3 years ago now, about considering this anyway.
That's right, and I feel like we've come on over the years to talk with you about it. So that's a great question. Let me recap. In 2010, Environment Oregon and really dozens of other groups and activists and businesses came together working to urge the legislature to pass a statewide plastic bag ban. That's the fastest way to make the biggest effect for our environment here in the state. We had 500 businesses on board, the support of the Northwest Grocery Association, and dozens of organizations, and we even had bipartisan support at the state level. Unfortunately, a group called the American Chemistry Council, which represents petrochemical industries, the plastic bag industry, all of which is based out of Oregon, out of state, spent tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars, really, I was just recrunching the numbers, lobbying against this effort. They increased their campaign contributions to key members in the state legislature, and we were unable, by our counts, to get it out just by one vote on the Senate. So we started working. We looked at how much support there was, and we decided to switch our strategy to start working city by city, where we can not only ban these plastic bags as we have in the last year in the two biggest cities in the state and then as Corvallis as well, but we can also build momentum to show state legislators that, look, Oregonians all around the state really do support this.
So, but you get a situation where, for example, you could check out at a grocery store in Springfield, get your single-use plastic bag, drive a mile down the road to a grocery store that looks pretty much the same in Eugene and not get a plastic bag.
Yeah, that's right. That could happen. But we think that, I guess I'm not sure we're going with that. Yeah, absolutely. That definitely could happen. Obviously, we are working kind of city by city where we can with folks who support this and then making an impact along the way. So we certainly haven't gotten to every city, but we also think that, I guess the best way to sort of respond to that is that as folks learn to bring their own bag and sort of, their behaviors change and they also learn more about the issue and the environmental damage that these bags cause and how something we use for just a few minutes could actually pollute the environment for hundreds of years, those sister cities are starting to see that their neighbors are living without plastic bags just fine.
Sarah Higginbotham is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She is the state director at Environment Oregon. You've also heard from Environment California recently. There are environment groups in other states similarly organized. We're talking about plastic bag bans with the focus now turning to Ashland for a city council study session this evening at 5:30. Join us on the exchange to talk about bag bans generally or your town more specifically. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Sarah, is it easier in a community where essentially the people have been practicing for a while? Because there are stores in Ashland, I know, that already have stopped voluntarily handing out the plastic bags at the checkouts. And I suspect the same thing happened in Eugene.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I would say easier. I would say that there's a set of people who just recognize that, who already are, sort of prioritizing the environment in their daily lives and able to make that sustainable switch. We know that in Ashland, in 2010, they worked to ban styrofoam. So Ashland is, of course, a leader in Southern Oregon on sustainability issues, and that's, sort of why they would play such a big role in becoming really the first city in Southern Oregon to do it. So there is definitely a base of support in Ashland for this, and it just makes sense to folks.
Is there a model ordinance that Environment Oregon carries around and says, here, try something like this? and if so, I mean, what does it include and what does it not? Because I was thinking about the fact that the grocery store where I shop, for example, doesn't offer the checkout plastic bags, but you can get plastic bags for your bulk rice, for your produce, for your meat products. So there's all these plastic bags within the store, but none at the checkout.
Yeah, that's a great question. I noticed you mentioned Environment California. I was just chatting with the advocates down in that state. They just had the 88th, and by gosh, it could be more by now. Cities down there are just taking action left and right. But about 88 cities in California have banned the bag, including the major ones. That means one in three Californians is living in a plastic bag-free city. What that means is that, by and large, when you look at the ordinances in California, in Washington, and in Oregon, it's mostly the same policy because we've sort of figured out what works in cities, and then certain cities will decide to go above and beyond or do more. But the ordinances that we've seen in Oregon are pretty similar. There's some differences between Portland and here, but by and large, it includes a ban on the point-of-sale checkout bag. So right when you're checking out, right, the most commonly used and most familiar, what we call like a T-shirt plastic bag. So it would eliminate those at the checkout, and then it usually includes exemptions for bulk items. So if you're buying nuts or candy from a bulk bin, it will often include an exemption for packaged meat. And then, or other things that might have a health-related concern where that plastic is actually helping, or hot food items, so at a counter or whatnot. Obviously, the best thing we can do is work to eliminate as much of that plastic in our lives as we can, but from an ordinance standpoint, that's usually what it includes.
All right, let's take a call here. We have Jill in Talent on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about plastic bags and banning plastic bags with Sarah Higginbotham from Environment Oregon.
Was that me? I didn't hear my name. Jill?
Jill in Talent, yes.
Hi. So my comment is that I, as a pet owner, and I know a lot of other pet owners use plastic bags both for the cat poop and for their kitty litter and for the dog poop on the streets, and I don't think they're going to stop using those bags unless there's a good alternative. So perhaps that's another thriving business, the poop pickup.
All right. Thanks for that, Jill. Appreciate it. Sarah, what about that? I mean, and I know that there are some communities, lots of the green bags for the dog droppings in particular seem to be getting ubiquitous.
Yeah, so pet waste is that's a great question, Jill, and I'm glad you brought it up. But communities seem to be adapting just fine, as do pet owners. So you can purchase your own pet waste bags. There are greener bags, I should say, that a lot of cities are either putting out or that folks can purchase. And there's a whole set of different options that people can use. They can reuse plastic bags that they're still getting on items, whether it be bread or tortillas. There's a whole bunch of options, and we've seen that cities often will raise the question, more often citizens or pet owners who just want to know what their other options are, and they're making that switch just fine.
So in the case of the places where the bans are in effect in Oregon, there are no plastic bags available at checkout. There are paper bags. Is it uniform Portland, Eugene, Corvallis that you can that you have to spend a nickel per each paper bag?
No, it's a little different in by a few cities, Portland really being the main difference. So in Eugene and Corvallis, and what the Conservation Commission in Ashland has recommended is that there be a ban on plastic bags because of the really terrible effects they have on the environment, on our rivers and waterways and wildlife. And then they also suggest including a disincentive fee on paper bags of no less than about 5 cents. And what studies have shown, and then just to recap, California as well, with their dozens and dozens of bans, by and large, I would say about 90% of those ordinances also include that disincentive fee on paper. What that does is it has been shown to effectively encourage the use of reusable bags. And we've seen time and time again that's just the case. So even just a 5 cent fee, a nickel fee on those paper bags, actually moves people in large numbers to reusable bags. Now, you asked a good question. What about other cities? Is it the same? Up in Portland, Portland actually decided not to include the fee on paper bags, but what they did do is they went above and beyond with their plastic bag ban ordinance, and they included restaurants and retailers and food carts. So they went sort of their own way on that, but every year we expect most of these cities will be looking at the policy and ordinance and fine-tuning and tweaking it to really move folks towards using reusable bags.
So in Portland, for example, when you say, I can't finish this, I'd like a box, they give you the box, they put it in a plastic bag. They can't give you the plastic bag in Portland at a restaurant.
That's correct, yeah. And a lot of folks up here, are pretty sustainably minded, and business owners as well. So they're already using, a lot of places are already using better biodegradable containers. There was actually a retailer up here, a business owner up here called GoBox, and they actually have glass containers for food carts or to-go places, and they check them out and put them back. So there really is already people are thinking that way. And I would think in Ashland, with a styrofoam ban, this is something that's already on folks' mind. How do we live more sustainably? How do we minimize our impact on our rivers and our special places?
So back to the Ashland example, because this is where the attention is focused at the moment. Has the Conservation Commission presented a model ordinance to the City Council, or has it gotten to that point yet? And if so, is it any different particularly from Eugene or Corvallis or Portland?
No, what the Conservation Commission in Ashland has done so far is they've put forward a report-like document that recommends Ashland ban most plastic shopping bags and require retailers to charge customers for paper bags. The ordinance itself hasn't been drafted, so that's what the councilors tonight will be considering and talking about, and we're optimistic and hope that the council will decide to allocate the staff time to go ahead and have that drafted.
You mentioned the people planning on showing up in blue tonight to show support for a bag ban. I don't think we talked about the bag monster yet, though. That's a bit of a visual you're providing.
Yeah, it is. The Bag Monster is a wonderful educational tool and makes a real impression on folks. The Bag Monster is made up of about 500 plastic bags. That's what our research tells us the average Oregonian uses in just 1 year. So in walks this really enormous, loud, sort of gross-looking plastic Bag Monster, and it just makes an immediate impact. So the Bag Monster is set to return tonight. He was there this summer helping educate folks at movie screenings and other events and rally citizen support. So he'll be there as well tonight.
So, Sarah Higginbotham, do you figure that Ashland will go ahead with this after this evening's meeting? And if so, I mean, what kind of a timeline are we talking about potentially for drafting an ordinance and beginning implementation of it?
Yeah, well, Jeff, there are nearly 100 businesses in Ashland, local businesses that support this, as well as the Northwest Grocery Association that represents the big grocery stores. And more importantly, there's over 500 citizens that have signed a petition. And we've engaged dozens of those folks in actually reaching out and contacting city councilors, and they're doing that on their own. So with so much support and with Ashland already being a leader on sustainability, we're very hopeful that the councilors will move forward and take action on plastic bag waste. The timeline, we're hoping as early as mid-January that the city council would actually have an ordinance and vote.
And are there Oregon cities that are getting this close in the process?
We're really hopeful that Westland will follow suit and some of the other metro area cities up around Portland, as well as Bend and Salem. But they're not quite as close as Ashland, so Ashland really could be fourth.
All right. We will see what happens this evening at the city council meeting at 5:30. It's a study session again. No vote will be taken tonight about a plastic bag ban on Ashland. But as you heard from Sarah Higginbotham, State Director of Environment Oregon, it could be off in the future. Sarah, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thank you.
All right. That'll do it for Hour 1. Hour 2, we'll talk to Paul Kivel about his book, Living in the Shadow of the Cross, Understanding and Resisting the Power and Privilege of Christian Hegemony. That's in the next hour of the Jefferson Exchange, coming up shortly.